Welcome to the first episode of On a Low Podcast. It's your boy Low. This podcast is going to be focused on everything sports. So if you love sports, just tap in with me. Football, basketball, track, F1, soccer. We're going to talk about everything. Anything going on in the sports world that week, we're going to discuss everything that's going on outside the sports world as well. We're going to talk about that too. Just to give you a heads up about my teams, I'm with the Ravens. I'm with the Warriors. Having a rough time right now. Haven't watched any sports talk shows. Stayed off Twitter. Stayed off Instagram. Can't take it. My heart hurt. I'm going through a rough time right now. Pray for me. Ever since we lost, I just my heart can't take it. I had to put myself on a little hiatus just for my mental health. Warriors right now. Ain't really much to say, to be honest with you. We're not even above 500, 11th in the West. Everybody's team is probably doing better than mine. So let's just keep it at that. But I'm going to be posting every Monday. So tap in with me. Turn your notifications on. Like, subscribe, do all that. And just tap in with me. So the first thing we're going to talk about today, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is, in my opinion, the number two quarterback in the NFL. He is above Josh Allen. I know at the beginning of the season, Justin Herbert was trying to work his way into the top five, or he might be in the top five and some people's top five, whatever. He was above Lamar. Got Lamar too. Got him above Joe. Got him above Tua. Got him above Josh. He right there behind Mahomes. And that's not an insult. Lamar's my favorite player. I'm going to try to be as unbiased as I can. We just had the NFL Honors Award show. He won MVP again, number two. It should have been unanimous, 49-1. That one said he wasn't even in his top three. I think he had Dak one, Josh two. It was something crazy. He was a homer, like Stephen A. said. He was a homer. It's a disgrace. Should have been his second unanimous MVP, but discussion for a different day. Deserved the second MVP. I know the stats was a little. I know everybody wanna talk about stats. His stats were good. Yes, you have to look at. I'm a big advocate of watching the games. When you watch these games, look at Dak. Dak had better stats than Lamar. But look at the moments Lamar had. Lions, 49ers, Dolphins. Those right there solidified his MVP. And it was over. Dak had the MVP all the way up to Buffalo, where he the bed. All on the floor. It was everywhere. That's nobody's fault. Not Lamar's. I'm sorry. It's not Lamar's fault that Josh fell off at the end of the season. It's not Lamar's fault that Patrick Mahomes didn't really have any help and it was, you know, sputtering a little bit throughout the season. It's not Lamar's fault that Joe Burrow got hurt. I mean, it's not Lamar's fault that running backs usually don't win MVP. It's not Lamar's fault. I mean, this is the year for this. Next year, these numbers might not have won the MVP. It's a year-by-year basis thing. Nothing really much to say there. When it comes to the AFC Championship game, I don't put that loss all on Lamar. It's not all on Lamar. Lamar, when it first happened, I was okay. I'm the number one Lamar advocate, but at the same time, I put that game on Lamar. And that was unfair. After rewatching the game, watching a couple highlights, seeing some of his interviews and seeing what he was looking at, the pick in the end zone, understood what he was talking about. It was pass interference. It's just, I really don't understand what Todd Monken was thinking about. It's really more on Todd Monken than it is on Lamar. Todd Monken did not run the ball. We're the number one rushing offense in the NFL, and we wouldn't run the ball. I think we had like 11 attempts in the second half. We would not run the ball. And if Zay Flowers didn't fumble at the 1 yard line, we're going into the fourth quarter down 3 points. Defense balled out. Defense absolutely balled out. The only reason it wasn't a blowout is because of the defense. If that defense wasn't as legendary as it is, it would have been horrible. Todd Monken didn't want to run the ball for whatever reason. I don't care what formation they're in. I don't care how many people in the box. I don't care about any of that. Run the damn ball. It's as simple as that. You have to run the ball. And when we did run the ball, I believe we were over like 6 or 7 yards a carry. So I really don't understand what was going on. Run the ball. We got one deep throw to Zay Flowers to start the game off. Hey, and trust me, I was hyped. I was like, hey, I was texting my friends. One of my friends is a Kansas City fan. I was like, hey, y'all in for a long night. Y'all in for a long night. I was hyped. I was getting into it. I was ready to, hey, I was about to talk that shit. I ain't going to lie to you. I was talking all that. Hey, get your popcorn ready. KC about to go sit at home. About to put Pat on the bench. We about to send Taylor Swift home. All that other stuff out the window. Gone. So you can imagine how hurt I was. Quarter by quarter, play by play, minute by minute, I'm watching these not run the ball, not a damn time. Run the ball. Run the ball. And that's not Lamar's fault that Todd Monken didn't want to run the ball. It's just baffling to me. I don't understand what he was thinking. He explained it after the game, talking about different coverages and what alignments we saw and all this other stuff. I don't care. Run the ball and whatever they had. I do not care. We got to establish the run. We are the number one rushing team in the NFL. And it's beyond me, even after we changed coordinators in key games, we just forget about the running game. It's just every single time we have a big game, the running game goes out the window for whatever reason. We're trying to prove a point. We have no point to prove. We were the best team. And we were the best team while being the number one rushing team in the NFL. So how about we stay consistent to what we were doing in the first place? Oh, my God. And as we segue into the NFL Super Bowl, this has something that the reason I was so hurt has something to do with my Super Bowl pick as well. I'm tired of the NFL pushing Taylor Swift on us. I think Taylor Swift is very talented. I think Taylor Swift is excellent. I think Taylor Swift is great. But we can't keep getting every single time Kelce's on the field, every single time he come out of the tunnel, every single time anything involving Kelce, his brother, Mahomes even, why are we going to the box to see Taylor and Mahomes' wife doing all types of dances? I just want to watch football. Can I just watch some football? And this is not directed to any of the actual players or Taylor Swift. They are great. Love them all. You know, I hate them when we're playing against them, obviously. I hate anybody we're playing against. Other than that, love him. Kelce, my GOAT tight end. Pat, no, he almost the GOAT. Taylor. I mean, we already know what. Hey, Taylor. Taylor Swift. I don't have put nothing out there. 4 Grammys for Album of the Year. Only person that ever been done. But why every single time I turn on my TV, I see Kelce and Taylor Swift? And don't think for a second I don't think that didn't sway the game a little bit. I'm not saying the game was rigged. I'm not saying, oh, well, this is what I am saying. I'll tell you exactly what I'm saying. I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. The NFL put a little bug in the ref's ear. Hey, Taylor Swift in the Super Bowl, that'll make us a little money. I'll make it worth your while. I'll make it worth your while. I need a player two here. Player who there, player two there. Don't make it too obvious, but likely in the end zone. I mean, Odell a couple times. A couple little random passing. It was a little. We should have won the game no matter what. But at the same time, did they get a little assistance? Yes. Do I think we should have won despite that? Yes. They did not. I'm not saying we lost because of the refs. We did not lose because of the refs. We lost because of us. But at the same time, they're not mutually exclusive. Both can be true. The refs played a part, but we lost because of us. They had a little bug in their ear. Taylor Swift in the Super Bowl. Hey, Taylor Swift in the Super Bowl be a little bit nice. Add a little something in your check. Maybe guarantee the next, you can do the next Super Bowl, next playoff. Get you some primetime game. Hey, I got you. I promise you, I got you. Put some money in your pocket. Make you feel real good. Some conversations were had. That's all I'm going to say. Conversations were had. Now, before I go into the Super Bowl really quick, I want to go back to the NFL honors. And one award that I did not agree with, the only one, Offensive Player of the Year, CMC, obviously. Offensive Rookie of the Year, obviously. Defensive Rookie of the Year, Will, obviously. Those are gimmies. Everybody knew. MVP, even though some people want to be disgruntled, whatever, we knew. It's annoying, but we knew. Comeback Player of the Year. I want to be Joe. Don't mind Joe winning at all. Don't mind Joe winning. I think Baker should have won. Obvious reasons. Nobody thought Baker and the Bucks were going to do anything this year. They definitely didn't think they was going to make make the playoffs, let alone win a playoff game against the Eagles, who just went to the Super Bowl the year before. Obviously, we know the struggles the Eagles had towards the end of the season, so it's not as surprising as we were watching it. I was still surprised they lost to the Bucks. I mean, but we saw how they were playing. Think they'll be better next year. Different story, different day. They won a game in the playoffs. Joe Flacco, they did not. And he played, what, 4-5 games? 6 games, maybe? I don't know. And, it was a little rough in the playoffs. I ain't gonna lie. The Texans, they killed them boys. They killed them boys. We took care of the Texans the next week for you. Just, you know. But they killed them boys. Baker should have got that. But one person, I'm glad they didn't give it to. Damar Hamlin. I'm glad they did not give it to Damar Hamlin. I am happy he is okay. I am glad he is okay. When everything that happened to him, when he was on the field, motionless, they had to resuscitate. I was on my knees praying in my bedroom. Very happy he even putting pads on again. He was walking again, talking. Very happy. But that can't be just the... I understand. I'm not going to sit here and that I don't understand a little bit. The man was lifeless on the field. We came back to life when he is in pads the next year. Obviously, I understand why he was in contention for Comeback Player of the Year. But he did not play. Well, that's the end of the sentence. He didn't play. I mean, he had one tackle for the whole season, I think. I mean, I know it wasn't more than a handful. I saw him a couple times on kickoff. And he played in a little bit in the playoff game against Kansas City. Other than that, I mean, dude was missing. Not his fault. Hopefully next year, come back, 60, 70 tackles, couple picks, forced fumbles, all type comeback play of the year. Love it. First champion. I'll be right there with him. You can't get comeback play of the year with 10 tackles, with one tackle. It just can't happen. It's a bad precedent. You can't have that. You have people like Joe. You have people like Baker. Like, you have people that have real storylines, that have played, that's leading teams to the playoffs. We can't do that. And I'm glad they did not. I'm glad they did not. But I hope he gets it next year. I hope he, I don't know if he's staying with Buffalo. I don't know what his contract situation is, all this other stuff. I hope he plays next year wherever he is. Hope he gets an opportunity. Hope he starts. Hope he gets come Black Player of the Year, Pro Bowl, all that. I wish nothing but the best. But this year, he did not need to get that, and I'm glad that he did not. So I'm going to leave it at that. Super Bowl, I would like to say I'm trying to give an honest, unbiased opinion, but that would be a lie. I am tired of seeing Taylor Swift. I am tired of seeing Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, the Kelces, the Mahomes fan. I am tired of these people. And it's not the people. Get that straight. It has nothing to do with the actual people. It has something to do with the NFL pushing the people in front of our face every single second. Obviously, I love to see families, relationship, love. Oh, that is beautiful. Oh, great. Beautiful. But I don't care who you are. I'm not trying to see you every 5 seconds. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. I don't want to see you every 5 seconds. I don't care if it was myself on TV. I'm like, get this off the TV. I just saw him. Get him off. Every time Kelce's on the field, every time Kelce run out of the tunnel, to the box. Like, come on, man. Stop it, please. And I can be honest and say that's why I want them to lose. The NFL has an agenda. They making money off Taylor Swift. It has nothing to do with her. She's not doing anything wrong. She a young lady in love, having fun with her boyfriend. Nothing wrong. She's not doing anything. It's the NFL that's trying to make a buck up off her. That's what it is. Can't do it. And you really send a negative energy her way. Nobody was on Taylor Swift like that. But once you throwing all this up, every single person who's an avid football watcher I have spoken with or I've seen on Twitter or on Instagram or on YouTube, most of them say the same thing. Get her off my TV. I'm trying to watch football. This is a football game. I'm not at a Taylor Swift concert. Get her off my screen. Why are you doing this? If I wanted to see Taylor Swift, I would have looked up Taylor Swift on YouTube. I would have went to a Taylor Swift concert. I would have pulled up her music on Apple Music. You can find her everywhere. Great artist. Great music. Probably a great person. Don't know her, obviously. But you're pushing it in my face. And that made the loss even that much, because we were supposed to stop it for everybody and we couldn't do it. We couldn't finish the job. We were supposed to stop the Taylor, the Kelce, the Mahomes. We were supposed to stop it all and we couldn't do it. And that hurt me. That hurt me. It hurt me to the core. I couldn't watch anything. It hurt me. I had to turn all everything off. Couldn't do it. No sports for 2 weeks. Couldn't do it. So for that reason, it's the 49ers. And I hope they dog them. I hope they blow them out. And I hope it's not even close. 34-12. 10. 14. 17. I wanted a double-digit win. However they get it. Do I think they can do it? Yes. Do I really think it's going to happen? I think no matter who wins, it's going to be a close game. Honest opinion, it's going to be a close game. Whoever wins. Do I think Mahomes can win? Mahomes can win any game ever. With anybody ever. I mean, let's be honest. If somebody decides to catch the ball that week, somebody decides to block that week, he can win with anybody. He's like that. Respect him. I can't do nothing but be honest about the guy. He is maybe He already top five all time. Some of them got him two. I got him at two. You got to give the man his props. But this, I don't want him to win this one. And something else, I have an agenda. I have an agenda. If he wins this one, he'll be three. He'll have three more Super Bowls than Lamar, and I can't have that right now. I can't have that right now. I need some time for Lamar to catch up. I need him to lose this one. I need him to have two. Lamar win one next year. They both have two MVPs. They both have, well, Lamar have one Super Bowl MVP. He'll have two. He just need, Lamar just need one to catch up. And now we, now Lamar right there in the GOAT debate. Now Lamar right there in the GOAT debate. I have an agenda. I have an agenda. And I'm not going to lie about it. He'll be right there in the GOAT debate. I need them to lose. If Patrick Mahomes get three, it's just that it's not impossible to catch up with him. But I mean, that's just exhausting to even think about. Let's just get one for Lamar right now. Let's just get one. Let's just get one. It's the Brady Manning. That's what it is right now. And I'm trying to switch that. Even Brady said Lamar got next. We just need a little help. We just need a little help. I got 49ers. 34, 14, 17, 20. I need a double-digit win. I'm going to say 34. I'm going to say 34-24. 34-24. That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. Now, one more thing football-related. Draft coming up. We're gonna have a lot of fun with this draft period. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm a draft buff. I watch tons of film during this period. Quarterbacks, receivers, my favorite position. So we're gonna be ranking receivers, talking about quarterbacks, talking about tight ends. We're gonna talk about all this. We're gonna have this show strictly for the draft. I love the draft. Everybody's having a debate. Should the Bears trade the number one pick and keep Fields, or should they draft Caleb Williams? Now, for me, in my opinion, Caleb Williams is special. Is he Mahomes special? I'm not. I think he can be. Is he? Don't know. Don't know. I think he has the potential to be, and I guess that's enough to draft him number one. But if not, and you trade Justin Fields to Atlanta, and he go off, because Atlanta almost made the playoffs without a decent quarterback. Well, if they got Justin Fields, it'll be ridiculous. Bijan, Drake, it's nasty. It's disgusting. We're not going to even talk about that. So, yes, Caleb is special. Yes, he could be as special as Mahomes, as, you know, Lamar, and all you know, the special people, you know, Joe, you know the specials. Could he be as special as them? Yes. I don't care how special you think he is, and I don't care what quarterback you have. You throw them into that Bears offense. They're not going to do a damn thing. It's nothing you can do. You have no O-line. You have upgraded the weapons. DJ Moore. Decent tight ends. Average running backs. Slightly above average maybe. You need an O-line. They say Hutt and Justin Fields is running for his life. Get this man some protection. You think he want to run for his life every single play? Run 60 yards, run 30 yards, run 40 yards, run throwing on a run. You think he wants to do this? And I've seen several plays, yes, missing open people. He finally gets some time, and he got some somebody running a hitch over the middle. He's sitting right there waiting for the ball, wide open, don't see him. If I was him, I would be seeing ghosts everywhere. I'm always thinking somebody around me. I'm always thinking somebody coming, because that's what I'm used to. So, you going to throw Caleb Williams into that? Caleb Williams didn't have a decent O-line this year. Look at what happened. But they lose 4 or 5 games. they were, USC was not good. Let's keep it a buck. They were not good. He didn't have O-line. Now throw this nigga into the NFL with no O-line, with the Bears. You out of your mind. They gonna eat him for lunch. Not saying he's not gonna eventually be great, but he's not gonna be as good as fast as you think. With no help. He got a little bit of help. DJ Moore, like I said, he got a little bit of help. But I mean, come on. How much can you do with no O-line? My opinion, I'm taking all them picks. I'm taking all the picks. I'm taking some extra players. If Washington is trying to trade up and get Caleb, you know who I'm going to get. You know who I'm going to get. I'm going to get Marvin Harrison. That man is ridiculous. I'm going to get Marvin Harrison. I'm going to pocket me like 2 or 3 first round picks, maybe a second or a third, maybe an average player, a little piece to put on defense, and I'm taking Marvin Harrison home. Pause. That's what I'm doing if Washington try to trade up and give me that. If not, if you outside the top 5 trying to trade up, hey, it's going to have to be a legendary load. Pause. 4 or 5 picks. You trying to get Caleb, right? You trying to get the next Patrick Mahomes, right? 4 or 5 picks. Bring him over here. Your whole future. I want it. I want your whole future right here. And guess what? They're going to give it to me. I want 3 or 4 first rounders. Maybe a couple second or thirds. And a player that can start. At least a good rotation piece. And maybe that's not enough. Maybe I'm underselling it. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe I'm underselling it. Maybe I am. We're going to get into it more as the year goes on and we get into draft season. But maybe I'm underselling it. Maybe that's not even enough. I need to go back and look, see what people traded for all these other picks. Because maybe that's not enough. Because this is Caleb Williams, right? The one with all the hype. This is the next. He it. He him, right? Come get him then. Come get him. That's what I'm doing. Do I think they're going to do that? Oh, the Bears are the Bears, so probably not. They'll probably draft him, and then we'll probably be having the same conversation in 3 years. Should they keep Caleb Williams, or should they draft? Blah, blah, blah. Was it a mistake trading Justin Fields after he made it to the playoffs and almost made it to the Super Bowl with Atlanta? Questions. I think Seahawks in competition with him, too. They number 2. They had the second odds behind Atlanta to get him. You ain't going to give two thirds, maybe a second for Fields? That's easy work. So this is really what we're comparing. If you're trading Fields, you're probably not going to get a first. If you do, hey, that's wonderful. Do I think you're going to get it? No. Second or third. If you get a second, you ain't getting 2 seconds. You get a second, maybe in a third. If you get a third, you might could get 2 thirds. 2024, 2025, 2 thirds. Maybe a 6 or 7, you know, one of the little throwaways. Maybe one of them. So you get that and Caleb Williams. And I think they have like another pick in the top 10 as well. So you get, throw another piece in there. Or you can get 4 first round picks. 2 a second and a third. Rotation piece. And you can build around Justin Fields. Give him an O-line. Throw a couple more weapons out there. Build out your defense. Have a consistent offensive coordinator. He's had a different offensive coordinator every year. He's been a starter. Let's build that out. Let's give him a real chance and see how that goes. Can we do that? Is that really a risk? At least, bare minimum, you'll have pieces around the next quarterback you bring in. If out of nowhere, Justin Fields just can't ball no more. He's not what we thought he was. Do I think that's going to happen? No. In a world that does happen, at least you'll have pieces for the next quarterback. And you won't even need one of these $200 million quarterbacks because you have all these weapons around him. You have a good defense. You have a good offensive line. You got a good running back. You got this. You got that. You got all this. AKA San Francisco. Brock ain't about to get paid. He might get 100 mil guaranteed, maybe 150. He ain't getting 200. I hope he does. Do I think he will? No, because that's the whole point of having Brock. I have all these weapons around Brock. He's saving me money. Now we can keep these weapons. I can keep C-Mac. I can keep Ayuk. I can keep Kittle. I can keep Uchix. I can keep Trent Williams. I can keep Debo. These are the reasons we're in the Super Bowl. Brock has played wonderful. He's not a $200 million quarterback. He's not a $300 million quarterback. That's not Brock. He's not Lamar. He's not Joe. He's not Josh. He's none of them. He's in that realm. I'm not going to put him above Dak. I'm going to be honest. He's right there with Dak. He's right there. He's in that little range right there. Which is not bad. I think Dak has shown a little bit more, so he deserves a little bit more money. But that's a discussion for a different day. He's in that little range, a little bit below. That's why I have him. But you have all these weapons built out around him. Great defense. Look, I mentioned all them weapons. That's just the offense. That's not even... it's a debate whether that's the best side of the ball or not. Two of the best linebackers in the NFL. One of the best defensive ends in the NFL. I mean, D-line crazy. Decent cornerbacks and safety. I mean, they're everywhere. Because you have the money for it. Now, you can't have all that and then have a $300 million quarterback in the backfield. Can't have that. He's going to have to take that $100. He's going to have to take that $150 guaranteed, which is a lovely amount of money. Jesus. Which is a lovely amount of money. He's making $400,000, $500,000 right now. $100 mil is not bad money. I mean, we're talking about $100 million here. That's the option. That's the formula the Bears would be looking at if Justin Fields didn't work out after using all these picks, after acquiring all these people. You would have the first two, you would have two picks in the top 10 already this year, and maybe three or four additional picks in the next upcoming years. Maybe another second this year. I mean, come on. That's disgusting. That is nasty. So, I said all that to say, I'm not drafting Caleb Williams. I'm trading that pick away. Preferably, I would like to trade it away to Washington and get Marvin Harrison. That's what I would like to do. If that's not an option, then, hey, highest bidder. Marvin Harrison or bust. Highest bidder. That's what I'm thinking. So, my opinion. That's it. Now, I'm going to get into a little bit of basketball. My Golden State Warriors. I don't think a lot of Warriors fans will agree with this, but we should have never traded Jordan Poole. I understand how that sounds when you look at how Jordan Poole is playing right now. Jordan Poole is playing like complete and utter ass. And he is one of my top five players in the NBA. I love Jordan Poole. Love Jordan Poole. Love him. But I am honest with my people. When you don't play good, you don't play good. I ain't gonna leave you. You still my guy. But he playing like utter ass. And it might not, I'm looking at stats because they're never on TV. I'm looking at stats and highlights. I don't know exactly what's going on game to game. They could be fucking with him. They could be messing with his flow, holding the ball. I saw the other game. This happens all the time. I see a clip, Jordan Poole, 19 points in 19 minutes. Boy going off. I go to the stat sheet. This nigga had 19 points the whole game. Like, come on. What is going on? How you got 19 points in 19 minutes and then end up with 19 points? How does that work? I don't understand what's going on. This man could score 20 in his sleep. In his sleep. I watched him do it. With another person who's averaging 20. And Clay was averaging 20 at that time. Three people. All you got to compete with is Kuzma's 20. The rest of the team is booty. Complete cheeks. Like I said, I'm not watching game by game. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it could be coaching. It could be teammates. Could be agendas. It could be. I'm not saying it's all on him. I don't have the NBA package. Wizards are never on TV. I gotta catch the highlights. I gotta catch the tweets. People about the game. I gotta catch that stuff. From what I am seeing. Hey, I was about to make. I saw a couple people. I forgot who it was. They were talking about how the Wizards won't win 20 games this year. They said this before the season started. Wizards won't win 20 games this year. They have no potential NBA superstars. Poole is not going to do anything. I heard them say this. And I was going to make a video. I couldn't make it because I was traveling. I was going to make a video about how idiotic these people were and how can you even say Jordan Poole is not a budding superstar when this was scoring 20 off the bench with Curry and Klay and Draymond? What are you talking about, you idiot? And I'm glad I didn't post that. Very happy. Because look who's idiot. Ain't them. They said the Wizards wouldn't win 20 games. They had two right now. Two, three. Something like that. It's disgusting. It's nasty. I didn't see this coming. If I don't understand what's going on, it's baffling to me. Jordan Poole was averaging 20 off the bench with two other superstars. Well, one other superstar. Hey, Clay. You my guy. I'm not doing that right now. One other superstar. Curry. When Curry didn't play on that same team last year with a Draymond who put hands on him and he hated, which anybody would, I think he was averaging 25 or 26. And you're telling me he's going to go to the Warriors. Now he's going to go to the Wizards. Have his own team, and he's going to average 15 points a game. He's going to average 15 points a game. I would have thought you were smoking crack. But apparently, I have no clue what I'm talking about. Sorry, I went on that tangent. Sorry, I went all the way from my original point. But just to revisit back to what I was saying, I don't think Jordan Poole would be playing like this if he was still with the Warriors. And if he was still with the Warriors, I think we would still have chances of contention for years to come. Maybe that's me still being stupid and being biased for Jordan Poole because he's one of my favorite players. It could be. But when he was with the Warriors, even when they were unhappy and the chemistry was horrible, nigga was balling. 20 a game. And yes, stats don't tell the whole story. I know he was fluctuating. It was up a little up and down. But, I mean, can you blame it? I mean, come on. Oh, man. My Warriors. And the most upsetting part about trading Jordan Poole, we traded him for Chris Paul. Chris Paul is one of the greatest point guards of all time. Chris Paul is personally one of my favorite point guards of all time. One of my favorite players of all time. Because the nigga's an asshole on the court. I love assholes. Love him. He's very intelligent. I love Chris Paul. The main concern, all these Warriors fans, all these, everybody talking about Jordan Poole this, Jordan Poole that. Jordan Poole can't play defense. He's a defensive liability in the playoffs. Well, first of all, we're not going to even get to the playoffs to see what Chris Paul is. But we already know. Chris Paul, if you're going to compare to Jordan Poole, stature doesn't match up. Athleticism doesn't match up, obviously because of age. Not because he's not an athlete. Not because, I mean, it's age. Injuries. If he plays, Jordan Poole would play in the playoffs. Chris Paul is out right now, and he's been out for a minute. He's consistently gotten hurt each and every year. I want to say over the last 4 or 5 years. It's dating back to when we were whooping him in Houston with Kevin Durant. It's going all the way back there. So, what did you think he was going to do this year? Get hurt. All right, so now you're not going to even have him if you do make the playoffs, which you won't. Might make the play-in. Doubt that. You're living in the West right now. Make a play-in. Wonderful. But he's healthy. You're in the playoffs. Chris Paul is 6 feet. Can he make up stuff with his quick as he's? I'm not saying Chris Paul is not a good defender, because I think he's actually a great defender. But at the same time, it's only so much. He's 6 feet. He's 6 feet. He's a liability. We're hunting him down. We hunted him down. We personally hunted him down in the playoffs. We did it. We hunted him down. Oh, swing, pit. We trying to get a one-on-one with Chris Paul. We hunted him down. People sometimes hunt Curry down. So how is this solving our defensive problems? We have no bigs. We address no issues. We have the same team, no pool. And where did you think that was going to get you? Where did you think that team was going to go? My opinion, mine only. I'm sure a lot of people don't agree. That's just me. I'm going to leave it at that. One other thing I want to talk about that I found hilarious. Austin Rivers, he had something to say about LeBron playing with Bronny. Let's just watch this really quick.
Are you keeping it just back there?
I mean, I hope it doesn't happen.
I don't want to see Bronny play with his dad. I really don't.
Why?
I went through something similar. Hmm. It was a very similar situation, but also different. I was already in the NBA when I went to go play for him. What happens is a lot of people start to discredit everything that you've done. This kid has been in the limelight since he was born. First day on Instagram, he had 1 million followers. He's handled it so well. He's played well at Sierra Canyon amongst talent and was able to get himself to a school like USC. Right now, his numbers don't scream pro. So if he is to go in the draft or if he gets picked, it'd be great to get picked up by a contending team that could help him, put him in a situation, because he does have talent. He does have basketball IQ. He has potential. Him going and play with his dad at this point in his career, just because Bronny's success isn't at a top tier level.
Right.
Him getting drafted and playing with his dad, I don't want that negativity to come his way because he doesn't deserve it. He's not a top 10 pick. He's not a lottery pick. He's none of those things. I was all those things. And then still, when I went to go play for the Clippers, people were like, oh, you're only in the league because you're not. After me being the number one player in the United States 2 years prior.
Right.
This is a whole different situation. And at a different level, because, yeah, Doc's great. LeBron James is the most popular basketball player to ever play other than who? Maybe Michael Jordan?
Right.
It just would be a lot, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I hope for the kid that he's able to not only play in the NBA, but play somewhere where he can kind of niche out his own identity. His name's already Bronny. You know what I mean? Everything that we talk about with him, it always kind of folds back to his dad, rightfully so. He plays for USC and his dad plays down the street for the Lakers. It's just an insane situation. And the way he's handled it, I'm a fan of Bronny. I really am. But I hope it goes somewhere else. I really do.
All right. What he said was nothing crazy. He didn't say anything crazy at all. But my boy, I love Steven Jackson. He's very authentic. I have nothing bad to say about him. Sometimes I just think he thinks with his emotions and he gets all hyped up and he doesn't look all the way into things. And he just reacts off impulse. And we all do that sometime. No shade. Steven Jackson on Austin Rivers comments, and your daddy not LeBron. Shut up. Difference is you trash. Bronny not. You can't compare to him, scrub. I understand you're trying to bat for Bronny. For what reason? I don't know, because Austin Rivers didn't say anything bad about Bronny. He literally said he was a great player. He's rooting for him. He could be a great pro. He just wanted him to etch out his own name instead of following up on LeBron, which is Austin Rivers had a similar scenario. Not exact, because nobody has an exact scenario because LeBron is almost the GOAT and is potentially going to play with his son. It's an unheard of scenario. So nobody has experience in that. But he played for his father, so it's comparable. That's the first point. He didn't say anything bad about Bronny. So you saying shut up, difference is you trash and your daddy not LeBron. Austin Rivers literally said word for word, my dad's not, my Doc's all right, but he's LeBron's the GOAT. He literally said this. So it shows me right there, you didn't watch the whole video. And if you did, I hope you did not watch the whole video, because that comment would not make sense at all. Shut up, difference is you trash. Austin Rivers was the number one player his year coming out. Put that aside. Anybody who watches a little bit of college, a little bit of high school basketball, a little bit of college basketball, Austin Rivers was that guy coming out of high school. I was watching his highlight tapes after school. He was that guy. Austin Rivers was that guy. So you saying, oh, he you bum, you a trash, you did it. Now, is he trash in the NBA? Don't even consider him trash in the NBA. No. Was Steven Jackson better than him in the NBA? Yes. I think so. Have a better career. Is he trash? No, he's not trash. He's never been trash. He's not a scrub. It seems like that has some past history or some going on there. But this is the type of stuff. Watch the whole video, then reply. If you don't like him, just say you don't like him. I'm saying this because I don't like you, and I don't want you speaking on my nephew. I love Bronny. I don't want you speaking on him, good or bad. Say that. That's fine. That, you want to say that? Good or bad, I don't want you saying anything about Bronny. That's fine. I could deal with that. But yo daddy not LeBron. He said his daddy's not LeBron. Shut up. Yelling at a grown man to shut up. Difference is, you trash. He was the number one player coming out of high school, and he was nowhere close to being trash. Bronny not. Bronny is not trash. He said, Austin Rivers said Bronny's not trash. Bronny is good. Austin Rivers was better than him at his age. I mean, it's not even close. That does not mean anything, though. Bronny could end up being a superstar, and I hope he is. I think Bronny is going to be great. I think Bronny's going to be real good. Bronny's just coming back on the court. He had some type of something happened. That's his personal stuff. Something happened. He's just not coming back. He might still be on a minutes restriction. He's not all the way healthy even right now. Austin Rivers was hitting game winners, Duke, North Carolina. Austin Rivers was balling. It's called it what it is. He was balling. Bronny's averaging 5.9 points a game, something like that. That's no disrespect to Bronny. Bronny is going to be great. Nobody is doubting Bronny. I think Bronny is going to be great, whether he played with his father or not. I see the drive. I see the heart. I see the work ethic he put in. I see all that. I see the maturity. I see all that. Him and Bryce, great. But let's not use that as a reason to take a shot at Austin. If you want to take a shot, just take a shot. Oh, cuss him out. Do whatever you want to do. Don't try to make it about Bronny, like you defending him, like Austin Rivers did something wrong. Because he didn't. He didn't say anything wrong. He literally said not one thing wrong. That's my opinion. That's it. I think I'm going to end it there. Thank you for joining on this first episode. Like I said, I'll be posted every Monday. Like, comment, subscribe, tap in with me. Looking for you to join our next podcast. Thank you. Peace.